Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Homer Summa. Batting second. The center fielder, Cliff Lee. Batting third. The left fielder, Luke Sewell. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Reynaud. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Freddie Spurgeon. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting eighth. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dutch Levson. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dutch Levson. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting second. The right fielder, Harry Hooper. Batting third. The second baseman, Bill Barrett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bibb Falk. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ike Davis. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Schalk. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. And now, play ball. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cliff Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Barrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is called out on strikes. One out. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sewell. Shealy reaches second base with a double. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a line drive into left field. Sewell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Reynaud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynaud hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Barrett catches it and throws to first to double up Sewell. Two outs. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Calm fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm takes first base on ball four. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spurgeon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spurgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kom fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hooper who is chasing the ball. Myatt reaches third base with a triple. Dutch Lovson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lovson hits a pop-up towards short. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0 for 1 in the game. Summa hits a line drive into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons bunts towards first. Node scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lyons for the out. One out. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0 for 1 in the game. Ma still hits a fly ball into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hooper hits a fly ball into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Cliff Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0 for 1 in the game. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a pop-up towards short. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a pop-up towards third. Kom settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spurgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Shealy hits a line drive into left field. Sewell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 1 in the game. Falk hits a fly ball into center field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Note is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Note is 0 for 1 in the game. Note hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 0 for 1 in the game. Spurgeon bunts towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. Node moves to second. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoedap is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoedap takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Myatt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Node scores. Hoedap moves to third. It's Indians, 1, White Sox, 1. Dutch Levzon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levzon is 0-for-1 in the game. Levzon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hoedap scores. Myatt moves to second. It's 2-1, Indians. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0-for-2 in the game. Summa hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Schalk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cliff Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-2 in the game. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Com hits a fly ball into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Buck Kraus pinch hits for Ray Schalk. Buck Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus takes first base on ball 4. Davis moves to second. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-1 in the game. Lyons is hit by the pitch. Davis moves to third. Kraus moves to second. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0-for-2 in the game. Ma still takes first base on ball 4. Davis scores. Kraus moves to third. Lyons moves to second. It's Indians, 2, White Sox, 2. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hooper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kraus scores. Lyons scores. Ma still moves to third. It's 4-2, White Sox. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-2 in the game. Barrett strikes out. Two outs. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt fires to second, and they've got Hooper trapped. There's the throw to Node, who applies the tag for the out. Ma still scores. It's 5-2, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Buck Kraus now catching. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Barrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Ray Note is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Note is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Note takes first base on ball 4. Sewell moves to second. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 0-for-1 in the game. Spurgeon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sewell moves to third. Node moves to second. Johnny Hoedap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoedap is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hoedap hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Shealy takes first base on ball 4. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-2 in the game. Falk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Shealy moves to second. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kaum hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell can't make a play. That's a base hit. Shealy moves to third. Falk moves to second. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards second. Spurgeon scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Shealy scores. Falk moves to third. Two outs. It's 6-2, White Sox. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Krause hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sewell. Krause reaches second base with a double. Falk scores. It's 7-2, White Sox. Jake Miller now pitching. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jake Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0-for-3 in the game. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shealy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Summa for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Ma still hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Elsh pinch hits for Harry Hooper. Roy Elsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elsh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spurgeon fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-3 in the game. Barrett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Elsh moves to second. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Shealy hits a fly ball into left field. Sewell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spurgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Elsh now playing right field. Cliff Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-3 in the game. Lee hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Barrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 3 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Elsh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely scoops it up and throws to first, with Lyons covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Com hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lee, who is chasing the ball. Com reaches third base with a triple. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Krause hits a ball on the ground towards first. Note fields the ball and throws to Miller covering. Safe. Com scores. Davis moves to third. It's 8-2, White Sox. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Lyons bunts between the mound and first base. Miller scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lyons for the out. Davis scores. Krause moves to second. One out. It's 9-2, White Sox. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mostill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Elsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elsh is 0 for 1 in the game. Elsh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Reynaud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Note is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Note hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Spurgeon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hodapp hits a line drive into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Myatt hits a fly ball into center field. Mostill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 9, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.